Blog Talk Radio.
Young, intelligent, all these rappers irrelevant. Show up at your residence, murk, you won't leave no evidence. Confess to the reverend, cause I'm honest by every sin. Promise I can take this music places it ain't never been. From the H to the Netherlands, no, I'm better than all you artists. Your targets, man, rather rookie or veteran. Give them that testament, now I'm in their mouth like a peppermint. Papa told me it's politics, I speak like the president for half the nation. Until they set up my assassination, I die behind this, no exaggeration. Like I'm Martin Luther or Kennedy, gave my heart to this industry. Promise I'm not the enemy. Mama, they gon' remember me. But if I wind up back in the streets where the cats is ratting for cheese, dope package of cheese, before you catch me on the block just rapping for free, I'm back with a Mac and a T mask and I'm jacking for beats, bitch. Hey, first I spit it up, and then I whip it up. Hey, now niggas sick as us, cause we the shit. I live, you need a fix, motherfucker. Hey, first I spit it up, then, and then I whip it up. Hey, now niggas sick as us, we the shit. I live, you need a fix, motherfucker. It's funny.
Yeah, that right there was the homeboy Intel Suave. That was that hard. All right. And I am your host tonight, Carl BFM Jones. This is the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Nothing but the dopeness in the world. We got one tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Man, what's up, man? I go by the name of Intel Suave. You know, I'm from Houston, born and raised, A-Leaf to be specific, man. Glad to be on the show, bro.
Hey, bro. Salute to you, man. I'm listening to that Overdue, and it's hot, dog. So
I appreciate
salute
that.
To you, brother.
Yeah, man. All appreciate right. That. I just wrote that track actually like a good 3 weeks ago too. So crazy that I'm getting the kind of response, you know, that people really give me from it. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, long overdue. We're going to get into it. Yeah, so let's talk about briefly about, like, you know, how'd you get to where you at right now, young artist, leader of your generation. How did you actually get in the booth for the first time? Take us there.
Well, it was crazy, actually, man. Like I think I started, like, writing when I was in, like, maybe, like, 11th grade. The first time I just started writing. And I remember rapping some verses with these dudes, like, at this community center. And one of them, he heard me, was like, yo, man, you're nice. Like, I know some guys that got a studio. I'm going to take you by there. We can go chop it up with them, you know, and go from there. So we did that. This was like, I want to say this was like 2013, you know, late 2013. So we go there. I rap for them, of course. We freestyle for like almost an hour straight. And, you know, they convinced. And they're like, all right, man, you know, you're nice. You know, you can record here with us and we can do music and work together. And, you know, that was a couple years back. And so pretty much from then on, I've just been, you know, writing, trying to perfect my craft, you know, grinding it out. And, you know, here we are today.
Wow. So nowadays when people hear you drop a verse, what do they normally say? Like, what's the reaction normally?
The initial reaction I get a lot of times is, like, a surprise reaction because they don't believe that I'm from where I'm from. You know, because I'm from Houston, and they say that I sound like an East Coast rapper for whatever reason, you know. Yeah, I don't take offense to it or nothing. I'm like, you know, people down south got lyrics too. You know, the vocab is mad nice down here too. So it ain't just in the East Coast, but you know, it's all love at the end of the day. Like I take the criticism, you know, and the compliments all at the same time. It's all love.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that lyrical rap. you know, as well as the trap, you know. I like it all.
Mm-hmm.
As far as your sound, like your style, what would you call it?
The element that stands out to me more than anything is that I'm like, I'm soulful. You know, I feel like a lot of my lyrics, well, most all of my lyrics really come from the heart, but a lot of them are more soul felt than anything because I want people to be able to relate to me. You know, it could be somebody going through the same type of situation that I'm going through, or, you know, something similar to that situation, and I just want to let them know, hey, man, like, you're not alone. I've been there, you know, and I feel you. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to keep it real. So, and that was the case or the instance with Overdue. You know, I was just speaking on a situation I had been through with somebody, and, like, it ain't like it's no hatred towards that person or nothing like that. Like, it's all love at the end of the day. But it's just, you know, it helped me to be a better person. And I just spoke on a situation because I know somebody else might be going through that, you know.
That's real talk right there, man. Life is just full of experiences, learning experiences. And right. I think a lot of people is going to relate to this song right here. Go ahead and introduce the song. We're going to give them a sample of it.
All right, man. The name of this song is Overdue. You know, it's a real, real heartfelt song, man. And it's new. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Let's get it.
Enough is enough. Thought you was someone to trust. Went told my mother I think I've been falling in love. But I hate the fact she be y'all in the club. And I feel ashamed. Considering this where I met you, how can I expect you to change? I can't complain. I can't give in to the pain. This sickle went straight to my brain. So baby, I'm wrong. Really feel like you the one. But then again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've been with the one all along. Maybe I just need to leave you alone. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe this shit is a drug. And I just suffer from addiction. Maybe it's different. I heard the rumors by love. And girl, you fit in the description. But maybe. Maybe it ain't. Hate it when I offer things. So fuck it, just pass me a drink. Really think I need to leave but I. Really think I need to leave but I can't. Why you tryna act so innocent when you be all up in your feelings and then do the same shit again and again. Kept it real from beginning to end. But
I've been here for far too long. You know it's true. But I can't keep on falling down for you. I've been here for far too long. You know it's true, but I can't keep on falling down for you, for you.
That's flavor.
Yes, sir.
Flavor. That right there was Overdue until Suave. All right, bro. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into this, man. This is this is pretty deep. This is pretty deep. First off, who did that beat? That beat is like, man.
Man, believe it or not, like I actually found that beat like online, man. I was going
like sound click or something.
Yeah, like that one was from that particular one was off of YouTube. You know, we just have freestyle sessions all the time, and I heard the beat and we was freestyling. I'm like, man, hold on, this beat is pretty nice. So I wrote the name down and you know came back to it later. Yes, yeah, it's definitely a dope beat, man.
So take me back to this session. Like, how did you write this song? Did you kind of plot it out, like write it before you came to the studio, or did you get the beat in the booth and then start writing or freestyling?
I like to be more like planned out when I go to the studio and record. You know, that's just how I am as a person. So I usually write beforehand so I can just kind of get in there and get it done. You know what I'm saying? So with this particular song, like I said, I found the beat and I kind of put it to the side, and then like I was just going, you know, going through my tablet, and I came across the beat, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this one, and I started writing to it. At first, like initially, the beat was so good, you know, in my opinion, that I couldn't, like, I didn't want to just write anything, you know, like the first couple things I wrote to it, like I scrapped it. I was like, nah, that's not good enough. Like I need to come with it on this one because I can actually feel it, you know. So I just kind of jammed it, you know, and vibe to it for like a week straight, really. And then like maybe like the second week, I sat down and I just started writing to it. And it took me a couple of days, you know, to get it done the way I wanted to get it done after revising and everything. And then, you know, I brought it to the lab and I laid it, man, and you know, everything was magic. Like, everything was great.
Yeah. So the person that you wrote this about, has she heard this?
It's fresh release, so I'm not sure. You know, she might.
I mean, is it gonna be anything if she do hear it, or is she gonna hit you up like?
Nah, I don't think it'll be no problems like that, man. Like I said, like for the most part, bro, the people, you know, who I've dealt with in my past, like, still have a genuine love for me, you know, because I'm not a bad person. So I know even if she hears, I don't think she would get, like, you know, mad. She might feel some type of way at first, but overall, like, after thinking about the whole situation, I don't think she could really be mad. She'll just be like, okay, you know. And at the end of the day, all I was saying is, like, man, I've been here for too long, like, it's time for me to move on. It's not like I'm trying to down you as a person. I'm saying it's time for
me. It might have even been mutual. You know, she might look back at it like, you know what, he got me up out of there so I can, you know, get in the right situation that's for me.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, we both grew from the situation. Like, it's all love, man. There's no hatred on my end, and I'm praying and hoping it ain't nothing on the other end.
What? That's what's up, man. That's the kind of music I like, and I think that's the kind of music that people need nowadays. Like something that, you know, solves a problem, you know, in your life, touches you. You know, you might have been through the same situation or know somebody who's been through that situation. That way you could, you know, pass the song along to them. Or, you know, just something you can vibe with, you know, that's positive.
Exactly. You know, I want to do something a little different, but, you know, at the same time, give you something that you can vibe with, you know, and ride through, and something that you can relate to. I ain't saying if you're going through that, then your first option should be to just leave, but, you know, sometimes you got to take yourself out of a toxic situation, man. You got to look out for you.
Word, man. So is that song Overdue off of a project that's coming up or what?
Yes, sir. The name of the project is going to be called Before My Time, and I want to drop it around the springtime. I'm thinking March at the latest April. I'll have everything done, get some visuals, you know, a couple videos to go with it and everything with the initial release. Reason for the name selection is just because, you know, I always felt like, ever since I, even when I started rapping, because I felt like I was pretty decent, you know, at an early pace. Like, I felt like I was a little ahead of my time. You know, I hear other guys rapping around me, even, you know, back when we was freestyling at the lunch table as kids and stuff, I would always be like, you know, the best rapper and stuff. So I was like, okay, I think I'm a little ahead of my time with this. And then I started noticing the music I was making, not to mention the type of music that I listened to, you know, and the type of music that I like, you know, cause like I kind of have an old soul at times, you know, and so that's pretty much where I got the concept for my time, you know, and that's what I want to name the project.
When did you make your transition from freestyling, just like, you know, being good at freestyling and, you know, you and the homeboys just going for hours freestyling to you actually getting in the booth and laying something down and thinking about actually being, you know, a rap artist?
Oh, man, that was, that was 2013. I want to say like around October or whatever. I came to the studio off of Stellar Link, you know, and that's what I was getting at earlier or whatever. That's what, you know, we were doing the whole freestyle session. But after that day, pretty much, they let me come by like whenever I wanted to, really. You know, they're just like, just, you know, hit us up ahead of time and we'll make it happen. So once I got in there, that's when I pretty much started getting a little more serious about the craft, started trying to find direction, you know, behind what I, like, where I wanted to go with the music as far as what I wanted my voice to represent, you know, because at the end of the day, like, it's power in the tongue, you know, words are powerful, so I didn't want to just use it for anything. Like, I want to do the right thing with it.
All right, man. All right. So we talked about that. What else you got going on, bro? 2018. What should we look for?
Man, honestly, 2018, I'm trying to get some shows going throughout the city, get a small tour maybe in Texas. And we also got another project coming out. I have a collaboration project coming out with another artist. He goes by Darius Hussein, and it's going to be called Exodus Part 2. We already have one out. Y'all can go and check that out on Spotify and all that good stuff. It's called Exodus. But, yeah, we're going to do Exodus Part 2 later on this year. And, yeah, man, so that's the first two tapes that I'm trying to get out the way, you know, before the summer. And everything goes good. Try to get a nice little tour going, man, throughout Texas. And, yeah, that's the plan so far. But you never know, like, what might pop up. You know, I'm trying to do whatever I can, honestly. Like, stuff is changing every day, so.
Word, man. All right. Tell me who is going to win NBA championship this year.
Oh, man, that's obvious. Like, ain't nobody stopping the Warriors right now. Those guys looking like some superheroes.
Oh, I thought you was about to say the Rockets.
I want to say the Rockets because, you know, I am from Houston. And you got to rep and die red. But it's hard to deny the fact. You know, and my boy James hurt, so hopefully he come back and go on a tear and, you know, terrorize the league. But right now, it's
LeBron, the Warriors. You said LeBron just got hurt?
Nah, I'm saying James Harden, he's hurt right now, so hopefully he come back.
Yeah. Homeboy Green just went crazy the other day.
Right. So hopefully that goes, you know, good.
Yeah, I mean, we right on par with our NBA predictions. So, I mess with that.
Right.
But, all right, bro, before we get out of here, I'm going to let you have the last words, you know what I'm saying? And first off and foremost, really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness interview series, you know. You're featured on USA Blog Network, man. So, salute to you for everything you're doing down there. Go ahead and hit them with, you know, what they need to look for or just anything that you got on top of your mind, what you're trying to do as an artist, like, you know, or as a man, you know what I'm saying? And hit them with your Twitter, your Facebook, and your Instagram to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, man. First and foremost, man, y'all can download that song. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, et cetera, SoundCloud. It's on all that good stuff. It's called Overdue. The artist's name is Intel Suave, once again. The name of the project is going to be called Before My Time. If you didn't catch that part of the interview, it's going to be called Before My Time, and it's going to be here in March, so be on the lookout for that. I'm going to have visuals with it, some heavy visuals, man. I got something in store for y'all. So just keep tuned, man. Once again, bro, thank you for having me on the show. You know, we need these kind of outlets for young artists coming up and trying to get their word out, you know, and get a platform to actually speak and represent themselves and where they're from. So it's greatly appreciated, my brother.
Hey, man, it's all about you, dog. Keep on cranking up them overdues, and it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Already.
Yeah.
Already.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all support great music, you know what I'm saying? Intel, Suave, hit them up, add them, follow them, all that. All the information is going to be on the interview, and also that Overdue. Check for that on USA Blog Network this week. So that's it. That's all,
yeah,
man. We're going to listen to it one more time. I'm going to hit it hard one more time, and then we're going to get out of here. All right?
For sure, man. Appreciate it.
All right, boss. All right, we out, y'all. Salute.
You're right, Joe.
Another one. Hey, this another one. Yeah. Yo, it's young intelligent. All these rappers irrelevant. Show up at your residence. Merc, you won't leave no evidence. Confess to the reverend, cause I'm honest by every sin. Promise I can take this music places it ain't never been. From the H to the Netherlands, know I'm better than all you artists. Your targets, man, rather rookie or veteran. Give them that testament. Now I'm in their mouth like a peppermint. Papa told me it's politics. I speak like the president for half the nation. Until they set up my assassination, I die behind this, no exaggeration. Like I'm Martin Luther or Kennedy. Gave my heart to this industry. Promise I'm not the enemy. Mama, they gon' remember me. But if I wind up back in the streets where the cats is ratting for cheese, dope package of cheese, before you catch me on the block just rapping for free, I'm back with a Mac and a T mask, and I'm jacking for beats, bitch. Hey, first I spit it up, and then I whip it up. Hey, now niggas sick as us, cause we the shit. I live, you need a fix, motherfucker.